30 years since the original Star Wars trilogy wrapped up with the release of Return of the Jedi in 1983. That's before I was even born. But recently, I was able to speak with the man whose universe so enthralled me that I eventually became a huge fan of the franchise. And I don't mean George Lucas. Other Star Wars fans probably know who I'm talking about. Timothy Zahn. In 1991, the first of a trilogy of Star Wars novels was published. Set 5 years after the Return of the Jedi film, the Thrawn trilogy, Heir to the Empire, Dark Force Rising, and The Last Command became New York Times bestsellers and combined have sold over 15 million copies. This was before the internet or the popularization of conventions like Pensacon, so they didn't even know if the novels would be successful.
Nobody knew whether these books were even going to sell. I remember sitting around one day trying to figure out how many libraries, public libraries, there are in the U.S. If they all buy two copies, how many can we sell? Can we earn out this book? And as we all know, that the Star Wars fans were just simmering there below the surface and just boiled up as soon as there was something for them to grab onto. And they've been going strong ever since.
Zahn took a universe circumscribed by three films and made it feel truly vast, with a cast of new characters and places, new villains, and some unlikely new heroes. I asked him for a rundown and pronunciation guide of some of his major contributions.
Isalamiri, the plural Isalamir, Mithra Nuru Odo, Talon Card, Shada Dukal, Jor-Urath, Sabaoth, the Nogri, Mara Jade.
So, if you're not already a fan, you're probably really confused by these weird words and maybe even by the idea of the Star Wars expanded universe. That is, the universe beyond the films, made of comic books, video and role-playing games, and yes, novels. Several hundred novels. And although Zahn has written just 10 of those novels, it is safe to say that many fans revere him second only to George Lucas. Probably because he took an exciting universe and then intentionally went in a different direction.
When I was first asked to write these books or offered the original Thrawn trilogy, part of my goal was to make a story that was not what George Lucas had already done, but what felt like Star Wars. Part of that was coming up with a new type of villain. And I thought a villain who can inspire loyalty is far more dangerous because even when he's not in the room, his people will fight and die for him.
For Zahn, it was important that the villains be more nuanced, the heroes more subtle, and the interplay between the two complex. His original characters bring out dimensions of the universe that just aren't covered in the film canon of Star Wars. Probably the best representative of this idea is my favorite character, Mara Jade.
Not only is her character somewhat morally ambiguous, what she believes has been designed to be morally ambiguous. It makes her a complex and interesting character. If you start from the premise the Empire is good, it just needs this stuff rooted out, which is what she's been carefully trained to believe, then she is on the side of right and justice. She has never, through that time, believed she was part of an evil empire.
Timothy Zahn is a convention veteran. As we gear up for a weekend when downtown Pensacola will be transformed into a playground for zombies, wizards, superheroes, and Jedi, I had to round it out by hearing what it's like to see people dressed as his characters and celebrating his work.
I'm just impressed at how good, how excited, you know, how clearly interested and excited the cosplayers are. And it's an immense kick for me to see one of my characters walking around. And whenever I see somebody in one of the costumes, I will always go up and get my picture taken.
And what should we expect at Pensacon?
Expect a lot of fun, a lot of guests. There should be interesting panels, a lot of actors, writers, comic book people. It's a great place to meet some of your favorite genre types, have a chance to chat, buy a picture, you get a book autographed, ask questions at panels. Just basically a lot of fun hanging out with people who like the same sort of stuff that you do. It's realistic on some level.
This is Lindsay Myers for WUWF Media. To hear my full interview, including Timothy Zahn's original fiction and his advice to J.J. Abrams, go to wuwf.org.